Hi, I'm Neva. Thank you for listening to this spiritual podcast. Today I was thinking about dreams and letting go. Way back when I used to have a lot of memory boards and dreams, I used to believe all I had to do was visualize, affirm, and I could create it. I wasn't really taking into account that I'm not the only human being on this planet. That we don't create anything alone. We create together. We create through synergy. And this whole idea of having dreams, I went through that big time. One of my dreams was acting, you know, having a working acting career. And I invested tremendous energy when I was younger and could have fit the Hollywood scene. And it never happened. When I look at that now, I realize I was driving a dream based on things outside of myself and looking for that to validate who I thought I was. I was also trying to make it happen instead of being who I am in the world and letting that create my dream. I had it kind of backwards. I got up in my head or looked outside myself and decided what I thought the dream should be. Then I went full blast towards something that was never in alignment for me to begin with. Me, the me of who I am at a spiritual level. If I look back now, if I had gotten the success that I was after as an actor when I was 21, 22, 25, I probably wouldn't be here. There were so many unhealed parts of me that the industry would have ended up being my death. I feel fairly certain about that. But at the time, it just looked like the universe was conspiring against me to keep me from getting what I wanted and what I thought I deserved. The whole energy of that, if I look at it now, is so counterproductive. Lately, I've been in kind of a holding pattern as far as dreams are concerned. I am attempting to learn myself, who I am, because anything I look out there and see isn't me, and driving myself toward any of it is also not me. So I'm looking for myself. And I have this suspicion. No, I have this knowing that if I move from that place, from who I am, then the dream will present itself from within me. It will not be something I reach for outside of me. Kelly agrees with me. That was the kitty cat chiming in. Yeah, I hear you. So, there was a phrase that I heard too that made a lot of sense to me. Well, not initially, because it is hold on loosely. Now, initially I thought, how do you do that? If you're holding on, you're holding on. You don't want to let go. So how do you hold on loosely? But now I realize, oh, if I grab hold of something that isn't in alignment for me and it's yanking me here and it's yanking me there and I don't feel good about who I am in that, that's what it means to hold on loosely. Because if I'm grasping it desperately as if it's my only hope for happiness, then I can't let it go even when it becomes apparent it's not for me. But if I hold it loosely, saying, oh, this looks good, I want to give this room to breathe and see what happens, and it falls through my fingers, then I can let it go and just say thank you and next.